Hello, ladies, and welcome to another episode of Perspectives with Sherry. I am your host, Sherry Ryan, and I want to welcome you over here. We focus on women in midlife. It's a safe space. The three things that we focus on are health, wealth, and empowerment. And on today, I am so excited. This has been an episode that I have been trying to put together for a while. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about what this episode is about. And then I'm going to introduce our amazing panel of women that are going to share with us today. So the name of this episode is Dear Younger Self. And the reason that it was so important for me to put this panel discussion together, transparency, on the 24th of this month, God willing, I will turn 52 years old. And one of the things I like to do every year as I am approaching another birthday is to reflect. And though I always say I do not believe in living in the past, but I do believe that our past is one of our biggest teachers. And there is so much wisdom in going back and thinking about where we were at certain points in our life and reflecting on how far we've come. And so the intent of this discussion is to journey back in time. So we invite you out there that are watching, or if you're listening on the audio podcast, to come with us on a journey, because we're going to go back in time and we're going to talk to our younger selves about some of the most important things that we all have to face in this thing called life. And our intent is for it to resonate with someone out there. Either we'll be speaking to your younger self, or even where you are right now. We hope that you'll reflect with us, heal with us, and grow with us. So now I am going to introduce our amazing panel. And I'm going to start with Jessie Hartnett. She is a wife, mom, and nature lover who finds peace in cooking and connecting with the outdoors. With a background in geology, geography, and early childhood education, Jessie spent 15 years navigating addiction. She now shares her story of radical personal transformation in her debut book, Honor Your Heart, an honest and powerful look at what it means to reclaim your life and live with intention. That's amazing. Next on our, yes, thank you so much for being here, Jessie. Thank you. Next on our panel, we have Melissa Mon. She is a personal brand strategist with a passion for helping women live and lead without compromise. She supports purpose-driven women in reaching the next level of business by crafting their signature message and building visibility, brand authority, authentic connection, and meaningful growth. Whether in life or business, she reminds us, your story is your strategy. Be a voice, not an echo. Next, we have Sauda. Sauda is an international singer and songwriter based in Charlotte, North Carolina. Her second album, this is so exciting, y'all, it's out, and it's called And Then Came Sauda. It's a deeply personal musical journey rooted in self-discovery and healing. Born in Portland and raised in Liberia, her sound blends pop, reggae, rock, and African influences. Sauda has performed across the country with major artists and continues to uplift and inspire through her powerful voice and radiant stage presence. So welcome, Melissa. Welcome, Sauda. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely.
And last but absolutely not least, we have with us Carolyn J. Murphy. She's a certified peer recovery specialist, a Christian life coach, and founder of Firm Foundations Community Outreach. She empowers Christian women to break up with fear. I like that. Prioritize their self-care without guilt, and walk boldly in their God-given purpose. Carolyn is the author of God, Why Did You Save Me? And is known for her signature message, I Broke Up With Fear. Her work brings light to the intersection of trauma, faith, and healing, especially within the Black community and the church. Welcome, Carolyn.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you all for being here. All of you have amazing platforms, and I found you all to be just perfect for what I was trying to do. And I talked to so many women when I was in the process of putting this together. It was like minutes, and I knew, oh, yeah. You know, it's like I believe that nothing happens by chance. And so I think this is going to be an amazing episode with the right women with the right story. So thank you, ladies, again. All right, we're going to go back in time together. And our first thing that we're going to talk about and reflect on is a big one, y'all. It's love. So what would you tell your younger self about love? And when we think about this, we're talking who to love, how to love, or even when to walk away. And Jesse, I'm going to start with you.
Well, I think that starting with self-love is the foundation for building love in your life, that it's not something that I understood well until well into adulthood, because I thought it was selfish. And I thought that love meant that you could sacrifice your authentic self to fit in, to make other people happy, to have acceptance and be part of something. And so I struggled a lot with that, having self-love. And I realized late that I wasn't able to properly connect to people until I learned to love myself. And so I would encourage, you know, younger people or anyone really at any point in your life that it's very important to practice. And it can be very uncomfortable at first. The first time I told myself that I love myself, I just, my whole body got tight. I was like, oh no, it's so uncomfortable, so strange. But if you really work at it, it just opens up your life. You can really make space for peace and joy and genuine connection where you're not in these kind of attachment relationships where you expect things from other people or put undue responsibility on yourself to measure up to people's standards. You can just be who you really are and be free.
Beautiful. I love that. Mm-hmm. Melissa, what would you tell your younger self about love?
Ooh, what wouldn't I say? there's so many things, but it's interesting because you're talking about, you know, when to walk away. And yeah. In my case, the person that I had to walk away from was the person who is now my husband. But kind of like what Jesse was saying, I kind of equated to this kind of situation. I was giving, and he was taking. But when you're too busy giving all the time, you know, somebody doesn't have the capacity because they're taking to give back. There's no give and take. So I just really had to learn that, you know, and I think this is something that a lot of women struggle with, because I grew up very insecure, not really thinking I had a lot of gifts and talents and these things. And I saw it all in other people. But just recognizing that, that, you know, just who I am is enough. And I didn't need to seek the validation of other people and seek the love from other people to know that. So I would tell my younger self to not compare, not search for people or in people something that you already have inside yourself, and just to see the value of the things that you carry and know that, yeah, it's okay. It's cool. It's good. And it's okay to give. And it's okay also to wait, to receive, and not to have expectations in people but just to have see the potential in people, see have the patience with people as they're growing. But it doesn't mean you need to stay in their space when they're growing, because when it's right, I believe that you won't miss it. When it's for you, I believe it's really for you, and that things happen in its perfect time. So patience, and just knowing that you are enough.
That's really powerful. Sauda, what would you tell your younger self about love?
It's similar to Jesse and Melissa, to really, as I'm speaking to my younger self right now, love yourself and trust yourself. I have tended to, in the past, choose people who needed me, but didn't necessarily want me around, like they needed me. And I needed them to need me. I really needed that. So I would tell my younger self that she is enough, she is valuable, that she doesn't need someone else to need her in order to be valuable, but that she is valuable just the way that she is. Lovely. Just as God created her to be.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, Carolyn, what would you tell your younger self about love?
My response is, dear younger me, love should never cost you your peace. Mm-hmm. You do not have to earn it. You do not have to chase it. The right love will never require you to shrink.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Wow. Powerful. All of what you said, all of you all have touched on things that resonate with what I also would tell my younger self. All amazing and very, very powerful. Our next topic that we're going to talk to our younger selves about is family. So what advice would you give your younger self about family? And that can be anything from parenting, boundaries with family, or healing from generational curses, generational cycles. That's a better way to say it. But anything regarding family. And Jesse, we'll start again with you.
I guess this comes back to what I was talking about with love too, is that it's okay to be yourself. It can be so hard when you're young to want to fit in and get love and get acceptance. And you can kind of put on this shell of what you think other people want you to be. And so that's kind of like what I grew up with, that I kind of really disconnected from myself, getting lost in what my family wanted for me. And just coming back to just be you, it's okay. And it's okay to speak up for yourself. And I know it can be scary, and that you think that, oh, no one will accept you, or that you're the black sheep, but that it's worth it, because then you feel an alignment and you can be healthy. And the people that are meant to be in your life will accept that for you. So that's one part. And the other part is just to be open to receiving love, like the other gals here were talking about, is that I always thought that I would never have children and that I wouldn't be a good mother because of the mistakes I had made, and that I was a bad person and didn't really deserve love or couldn't really have that for myself, and, you know, kind of got caught in a story. And so I'm so grateful that I was able to move out of that because I am a mother now, and it's been the best thing that ever happened to me. So just to be open to the possibility of finding the right person and waiting for that to happen so that you can build the family that you want for yourself, because it's just been a miracle for me. I am so grateful that it happened. But when I was younger, I was thinking that I would be alone, or I didn't have the worth to build my own family.
Okay. Right. Awesome. Okay, Melissa, what would you tell your younger self about family?
I would tell my younger self that that forgiveness is very powerful, and to not be mad at people who don't know, who are still learning, who are still growing, who are moving in their hurt, and just giving them the grace, and also knowing that it's okay to set boundaries and have space as well. And I don't think that it's one or the other. I really see in myself and in my family, in my relationships, that forgiveness has just been such a powerful thing to give. But also that it's okay to set boundaries around family and things that you will accept and not accept. And I just see how powerful it's moved in my life. And that's what I would encourage my younger self. Don't hold on to things. Don't hold on to grudges, but just to really let them go, and to create those boundaries if it needs to be. And that's okay.
I agree with you. I agree. Sauda, what would you tell your younger self about family?
So for me, as my younger self, I really took family for granted. It was like, I'm busy. I'm taking care of all these other things. I'll get to my family later, you know? And so it strained my relationships. But what made the difference is personal growth, like taking various courses and really growing myself to embrace all of my emotions and all of my, you know, mental, physical, emotional, all of those things. And then taking that into my family and really treasuring my family that I used to take for granted. So, and now family is very important to me. Such a strong foundation for who I am now.
Beautiful. All right, Ms. Carolyn, what would you tell your younger self about family?
My response is, dear younger me, you don't have to carry what's not yours to carry. Breaking cycles doesn't make you disloyal. It makes you brave. And to set boundaries and still choose to love, and that no is a complete sentence.
That is, yeah. Mm-hmm. That is so powerful. I mean, yeah. Resonates one of my biggest things. Family is extremely important to me. I come from a very, very tight-knit family. But with that, there were some codependencies. And I had to learn boundaries, which is so, so hard. And I had to learn that they were not to punish anyone at all, but to care and to love myself. Mm-hmm. And my family relies on me for a lot, but I realized that you can love, support, but everything is not for you to carry and not for you to fix. And this is something that has literally taken me to this midlife of just about 52 years to really fully get. And it's been freeing for me. And no is a complete sentence. I appreciate that, Carolyn. That really hit home for me. So, all right. Well, ladies, we're going to continue our journey, and we're going to talk to our younger selves now about career and purpose. Specifically, what do you wish your younger self knew about choosing a path, changing direction, or trusting her purpose? Jesse.
Well, I would encourage her to not put so much emphasis on career, that we're so much more than how much money we make or how much prestige we have or what other people think of us. I was really lost in that for a long time, and I was overworking myself and was constantly seeking that validation. And, you know, seemingly what everyone was telling me, hey, you're doing great, this is amazing, you have this job, you're paying bills, you're on top of the world. But it was at the expense of my mental health and my sense of self and my spiritual well-being. And so I kind of regret that I put myself so hard into that. I know it has meaning now, but I kind of just wish I had taken it easy on myself and kind of just realized that, you know, your career isn't who you are, that you're so much more than that. And so that's what I would tell my younger self. And that's okay to choose things that maybe aren't prestigious or popular or what other people want for you, to just follow your own heart and never lose touch with creativity, because that was hard. I was so lost in that corporate world. I forgot how to even express myself and have fun and use imagination. And so nothing that's been lost can, you know, begin again. So I'm fortunate that I'm able to write again and express myself. And but yeah, like I said, there's always meaning in what we went through. Like you said, the past is our biggest teacher, of course, but just to take it down and understand that you're so much more than your career.
Agreed. Melissa, what would you tell your younger self about career and purpose?
Kind of like Jesse too. I would tell her to just pursue what it is that she really has on her heart. I was just saying recently that I kind of felt like I was a creative, but I was taught to be an accountant. So it's like this creative thing in me wanted to be set free, but then, you know, you kind of grow up and my family, my parents are, you know, they had just moved to, I'm in Canada, they had just moved to this country. And so being practical and sensible was the way to go. But when you feel like you're meant to be free and someone says, yeah, but no, you know, it's hard because you're torn. You're always kind of torn between these two worlds of wanting to use your voice and do what you know you have on your heart to do. But also kind of wanting to, you know, please your parents and things like that. So I would say just to really go for what you have on your heart, and be open about it. Don't try to, you know, I used to like kind of try to do things, sneak around, like not doing anything bad. Like I wanted to be an actor at a certain point and I'm like, you know, going to acting classes here and there without anyone knowing. And so just be open, just really share what's on your heart that you want to do. And the other thing too is to fail fast. Like don't be afraid to take a step, don't be afraid to try something, that it's okay if you do something wrong, if you make mistakes, because your worth, your identity is not in the outcomes, it's in you know, it's just who you are. It's not about success, fail. It shouldn't be tied to your identity, and who God created you to be. So yeah, I would tell her that. Go for it, fail fast, and have fun.
Agree. All right, okay. Silent, same question. What would you tell your younger self about career and purpose?
I would tell my younger self, do what you love and believe in yourself. That's exactly what I would tell my younger self. Do what you love and believe in yourself. And that doesn't necessarily mean that it's just career-wise. It could also, you know, be doing something like playing with balloons, if you want to choose to play with balloons in a moment, because it sparks creativity. And I think creativity is important in our lives. So, or it could be play the piano or do a cartwheel. I don't know. Just anything that really sings to your heart, because it leads to different paths. It leads to opening up what's available, what's possible in the little things, doing those kind of things.
Love that. All right, Ms. Carolyn, what would you tell your younger self about career and purpose?
Well, my response is, dear younger me, God's plan is not a straight path, nor is it predictable. Trust the pool, even when it doesn't make sense.
Love it. I love that. Like I said, all of your responses are amazing. For me, it's funny because a lot of what you all say would be what I would also tell my younger self. I have always had a desire to do something creative. When I was younger, it was writing. I love to write. I also love to sing. I'm not the best singer, but I love to sing. I don't know, Miss Carolyn, you weren't on when we were talking before, but me and Sauda met each other in college. And first of all, I've always known she's had an absolutely angelic voice. And so I was so happy to know that she was pursuing that because I knew that's what she was here to do. I knew that for her when we were young ourselves. Yes. But for me, I just, you know, it was writing. You know, I love to sing. I love music. But I love using my voice. And I was so driven when I was younger because I felt like I had to achieve certain things. And for me, it was by a certain time, you know, I had to at least, because I work for the federal government and we're on a pay scale, a GS scale. And I started out as a 5 and I was like, all right, in 5 years, I need to at least be a 9. And then by then I want to be an 11 and I want to get out of admin and get into analyst, which I did, but it had to happen in God's timing. And I would get so angry and frustrated because, you know, I'm looking at, well, I'm smarter than this person or I'm, but listen, what I would tell my younger self, that what is for you is for you. And when it's for you, nobody else can touch it, take it from you. There'll be a door that's only wide enough and just big enough for you to walk through because it's just for you. And that creative piece in me that always was there has recently been fed when I have stumbled into the world of podcasting. I love it. And it has given me an outlet that I really needed. And through it, I have met amazing people just like all of you and learned a lot and grown a lot. So I would tell my younger self that don't give up on your dreams. Everything will happen as it should in God's time, and then trust the process and don't beat yourself up. Go along for the ride. It will happen. So, all right. So, oh, this is a big one, ladies. We're going to now talk to our younger selves about finances. Particularly, what would you tell her about money, saving, spending, or even self-worth tied to financial security? Jesse?
Yeah, it ties back to what I was just saying about career too, is I started working really young. I started working when I was 13. And I really tied my value and my worth to that. I got kind of hooked on that feeling of having a paycheck, and it gave me power and control. So I thought, and I just went too hard, way too hard. I made some choices that, you know, weren't aligned with who I was and what I wanted for myself, because it's like, oh, this is a, even like within an interview, it's like I interview one place and interview another place. And it's like, well, I actually want to work here, but I'm going to work at the other one because it pays more. Mm-hmm. I kind of became like money obsessed and put on this pedestal and thought it would be everything that I needed to escape the kind of situation I was in. So I would say that to just value yourself for who you are, the money will come. The money is always there. Just look around you, that you can find abundance even when, you know, it's not in your bank account. You know, I have so much gifts and it's not always monetized. So that the things that really matter in life can't be bought and sold.
Beautiful. All right, Melissa, same question. What are you telling your younger self about finances?
Oh, yeah. I think too, I never had a good mindset around money. It was always kind of geared towards to scarcity and to lack, going back to what I was saying about, you know, like my parents just being very practical and things like that. So when I had money, it was always like, okay, I gotta just keep it. And now I just see it as a resource that it is, to be able to do the things that, you know, I have on my heart to do, to give, to bless other people. And so What I would tell my younger self is kind of like what Jesse was saying, is that it's okay. It's you know, kind of like what you were saying too, Sherry. It's like what's for you is for you, and it's just about learning to let go and not to hold everything so tightly, to save, yes, to have, you know, be wise, to you know, use discernment when it comes to certain things, and not let other people kind of influence you either in like being frivolous and things like that, but just to not hold on to everything so tight, not live with that scarcity that, you know, I have this little and I'm only ever going to have this little. So that's what I would tell my younger self, just to be a good steward of what you have, but not to live with a lack and a scarcity mindset.
Love that. So the same question, what would you tell your younger self about finances?
So I would tell my younger self some pretty practical things, like save as much as you can, mm-hmm. stay away from credit cards, and spend less than you earn. Those are the things that I would tell my younger self about money and finances.
Okay, very good. All right, Ms. Carolyn, same question. What would you tell your younger self about finances?
Well, this is definitely a big one because I'm still battling this now. Dear younger me, money is a tool, not a mirror. It doesn't define your worth. Learn it, steward it, but don't let it shame you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I love that. That is amazing. And for me, and this panel, I want to get more from you all, but I do want to hop in a little bit on certain topics. For me, I would tell my younger self that, you know, when I was growing up, my parents were trying to give me what they didn't have. So my appreciation for money was not there. It was easy come, easy go, right? I mean, whatever I couldn't do, they were going to catch the slack. So I didn't take it very serious. And because of that, I had some hard lessons to learn. So I would definitely tell my younger self to save, like Sauda said, practical things. Definitely stay away from credit cards. The importance of having good credit. And to also... because I've been on all sides of that through my life, you know, had a good upbringing and didn't worry about money. And then when I was on my own and reality kind of came crashing down that, oh, if I don't pay that light bill, I'm going to be sitting here in the dark, huh? So responsibility and Melissa, like you said, be a good steward of money. I'm very trying to get back to it like I used to, but I am in true belief in tithing as well. And there's something to be said about, you know, like you said, not holding on to it so tight, but being able to give, it does come back to you. At this point in my life, I am a lot more financially stable, but I've also learned that money isn't everything. Everything I have, I cannot take it with me. So what you do with it, you know, how you bless people, And just to be responsible with money, but certainly not to tie your worth to it, but to also, you know, be a good steward of it. You know, when God blesses with you something, yeah, take care of it. So that would be what I would tell my younger self. Mm-hmm. And so now, ladies, we're getting to a really heavy one. We are going to talk to our younger selves about loss and grief, and specifically, what helped you move through grief, whether it was loss of a loved one, loss of a dream, or even a version of yourself? So, Jesse, what would you tell your younger self about loss and grief?
So I started smoking really young and got into the party scene. And when I look back and see that younger self, I was really looking for an initiation. And I think that with an initiation, a transformation, part of you dies. And it makes the space for the new you. And so I think that with me, you know, partying so hard, hurting myself, playing with that life death, you know, liminal space, I was looking for that. I was looking to let the child in me die. And so I kept being childish, you know, because it wasn't an actual initiation for me, of course. I was childish a long time, probably longer than I should have been, honestly. Like, I feel like I was ready to move on at that time when I was so young. And so I would say that it's okay to let things die and to let yourself change, because I kind of got stuck into a box of what people told me I was and what I needed to be. And I had to let all of that go and shed all of that to become who I actually am again and be free. So it's hard. It's hard to lose people's approval. It's hard to lose relationships, because sometimes people don't want you to change and they want you to stay the same. And it's hard to let go of that. And but it's worth it. It's worth it to be you, the person you were born here meant to be, and share your gifts with the world and shine. So that's what I would say. It's worth letting go.
Okay, beautiful. Melissa, what would you tell your younger self about loss and grief?
For me, my dad passed away 6 years ago. But 7 years ago when he got diagnosed, I was just coming out of postpartum depression. And when I had postpartum depression, I didn't say anything to anyone. And for about 2 years, I suffered in silence. And so when my dad was diagnosed and he was sick and getting sicker, one of the things that really helped me was to speak, was to share, was to not hold anything in, and it was only a few months apart between me recovering from depression and finding out my dad was sick. And so I would definitely tell my younger self, don't hold anything in, share, talk to people. You're not alone. You have people around you who love you, who support you, who want to hear what you have to say, because chances are they might be hurting too. No matter what it is, just to share with the people that you feel safe to share with, and just don't keep it in. That's what I would definitely tell her.
Okay, beautiful. Sauda, what would you tell your younger self about loss and grief?
Similar to what you said, Melissa, of not holding it in, I would say express your emotions. Move through your emotions and feelings, and don't judge them or make them wrong by any means.
Love that. Miss Carolyn, what would you tell your younger self about loss and grief?
This one is all of the topics are really big to me, but this one is quite big because I've dealt with so much grief and loss. One of the things that I'm working through is grieving unmet expectations that I had on myself. So my response is, dear younger me, grief is delicate or tender ground. Don't rush it. Let the tears fall and know that healing doesn't mean forgetting. It means learning to live with love and loss side by side.
That's beautiful. That's deep, really deep. My add to that is, you know, as far as loss and grief, when I was in my 20s, now I have 3 children, but my youngest child is a twin. And the story with that is my twin boys came after I had had my tubes tied, and, you know, we had a boy and a girl, and I decided, you know, we were good. We had the boy and the girl, and we were done having children, but God said no. So unbeknownst to me, on my son's his first year birthday, I come to find out that I was pregnant, and not just pregnant, I was pregnant with twins. And so I went down this journey of, you know, wow, I'm going to have two more children. But I had my boys prematurely, and my son, which was my firstborn twin, his name is Michael. He lived to be a month old, and then he passed away in the hospital, in the NICU. And my other son, Nigel, he is now 25 years old and thriving. Engineer, and just an all-around blessing to anyone that knows him. But that's when I first started to learn that, because I didn't do it well, because I was so worried about everybody else. I felt like if I openly grieved, they couldn't get on with their life. So I hid it, and it manifested itself in my life later in other ways. And so I would tell my younger self, and since then I've had, you know, other losses. I was really close to my grandmother and my grandfather, which he had passed before the death of my child. But my grandmother, and then I had my nephew that passed away on his 23rd birthday. So what I would tell my younger self about grief is to let yourself feel it, that it's okay. That it's a day by day thing. It's not something I was held onto this verse about weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And I was like, Lord, when is my morning going to come? Because, you know, this is heavy. I like to laugh. I like to be silly. But that part of me, you know, just wasn't there. You know, I put on a face for other people, but I was suffering. So I would tell my younger self to allow yourself that. Allow yourself to go through the stages of grief. You know, sometimes it's sadness, sometimes it's anger. Like, you know, why did I go through that only to have this result? But it all prepared me to be the woman that I am today, to be able to help other people that have experienced similar losses. So it's all a part of your story. But I would definitely tell my younger self to feel it, go through it, allow yourself to grow from it, and know that it's always going to be with you. It'll just show up a little differently sometime, but you'll be okay. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, ladies. So this has been so wonderful and powerful, and we are now coming to our last topic, but this is a big one. So I want to know what you would tell your younger self about confidence and growth. If you could whisper one thing to the girl who doubted herself, what would it be? Jesse?
Well, first off, I just want to say thanks for sharing your story, Sherry. That I really appreciate that vulnerability. I'm glad you could be able to feel your feelings, even though it's hard. But with confidence, yeah, that was something I really struggled with big time. And I was always kind of trying to blend in and be someone else and convince people that, you know, I was cool or worthy or just, you know, be what they wanted to be. So if I could whisper one thing, what would I tell myself? I would say, just enjoy being you.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Melissa. Same question. What would you whisper to that little girl who doubted herself? What would you tell her?
I grew up very insecure. I grew up very under the shadow, I would say, of different people, under my dad. And, like, you know, it was always like, oh, you're so-and-so's daughter, you're so-and-so's sister, you're so-and-so's girlfriend, you know. So I never really felt like seen. I never really felt heard. So I would just whisper to her that she is enough and she doesn't have to be anything else other than herself.
Love that. Sauda, what would you tell your younger self about confidence and growth?
So I grew up really shy and quiet and not trusting myself. And so I would really tell my younger self to trust yourself. You've got this. That's what I would say to my younger self.
Love that. I do. And Miss Carolyn, what would you tell your younger self about confidence and growth?
Another big one, huh? Dear younger me, you are enough because God has loved and chosen you, and you don't need to perform for others to be accepted.
That is a good one. Yeah, I mean, I really have no real follow-up than to echo what you all said. And I mean, particularly, Ms. Carolyn, I'm going to have to go with a lot of what you said about you don't have to, you know, put on a facade or perform for anybody. And I used to do a lot of that. I wanted to be the life of the party. I wanted to be liked. I wanted to be popular. And I was always in performance mode, you know, trying to be funny, trying to be seen, when that was just a mask of me feeling very insecure and very unworthy. And I would definitely tell my younger self, you really are enough. You really, really are enough, just as you are. And So ladies, let me just say that this is exactly what I hoped it would be. There have been moments of reflection and sharing, and I just want to, from the bottom of my heart, thank each one of you for participating and being vulnerable and sharing your journey back to your younger self with myself and with my viewers and audiences. And at this point, what I would love to do is give each one of you this time now to talk about your platform, what you have going on, where we can find you on socials, and how we can support you. And Jesse, we'll start with you.
Right. So I, like I said, I fell into addiction pretty young, trying to find out who I was and what life was all about, and had a real hard time getting out of it. And I felt like that everything that was going on in the smoking cessation programs and AA was like very disempowering and was kind of humiliating and based on fear and shame. And so it wasn't until I came into my spirituality very late in life that I started to uncover some of the deep-seated beliefs I had, some of the negative self-talk I had, and that was keeping me stuck with addiction. So I've written a guide that kind of walks through the process that I went through to quit smoking, reconnect with myself. And it's kind of a heart-based thing. I was really into science and was always trying to reason my way and use my mind. And that did not work for me. I tried to quit a million times. And so it ultimately came down to my heart and finding my gifts in my heart, compassion, intuition, imagination. There's so many blessings that we can have if we just get disconnected because the world's so loud and busy. So I've written a guide to kind of help people go through what I went through. And it's called Honor Your Heart. And I'm also expanding that where I want to have more of a community with people and collaboration. So I'm doing a Honor Your Heart community. So right now, when people buy the book, they're going to have access to this new community where we can have online support. We'll be doing like weekly journals for self-discovery, having a live monthly meeting where we can gather and practice some of the new things that were very new to me, like meditation and myth telling. And I'm just really excited for everything that's been going on and learning from people and sharing and, you know, our pain and using that to heal.
Awesome. And so where can we find you on social media?
Yeah, I'm on TikTok. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. So you can pretty much find me anywhere. It's Honor Your Heart is the name of the my company and the community. So you can find me in those spaces or go to my site. It's honoryourheart.net.
Okay, awesome. Melissa, tell us what you have going on and how we can support you and where we can find you.
Yeah, so so as you can see, ta-da, my name is Melissa Mon, and I'm a personal brand strategist, and I work with clients who are trying to get to their next level of business. So for some people, that is more aligned clients. For some people, that is getting more speaking engagements, podcasts, and just getting clarity in the direction of their business. And so I just love to encourage people to just understand what their gifts are. Who is it that they're actually called to serve, and how do you package that? A lot of people don't know what to say in their marketing. They know, well, I do this, but I don't know how I can clearly say that. So we just help them get clarity with their brand and with that message, that signature message that just ties everything in. And even more importantly than that is I really believe in building compromise-free brands. So that means that you're designing your business, you're designing your brand in a way that is completely you, completely unique to you and to how you live. I homeschool my two children. And so I've created a structure in my business that allows me to have boundaries, we were talking about before, and just the way that my business is structured so that I can fully be there with them, but I can also fully be in my business, and that I don't, you know, it's not about dancing and doing all the trends, but doing the things that work for you. And so people can find me on Instagram, the Melissa Mon, that's the best place to find me. If I also have a branding agency where we do websites, logos, photo, video, photography and videography, I should say, for businesses. And that website is hirebrandingxrom.com.
All right. Awesome. All right, Sauda, let us know what you have going on, how we can support you and where we can find you.
So the most exciting thing is I just recently had an album release party and I released my second album, and it's available on all the various streaming platforms. You can search for me by my first name. That's S as in Sam, A-U, D as in David, A. And some of it is under my last name, which is Fuller, F-U-L-L-E-R. And some is under my middle name, which is Veggie Day. And that's B as in boy, E, J, I, D as in David, E. And I'm really here as an opportunity to share my gift, really allow people to have the experience of being transformed from everyday experiences. And then also, I think my music does make a difference. I'm vulnerable in what it is that I share as far as the songs that I write and sing. And I do write all of my songs. In the second album, I had a few more co-writers with me. But my first album, you know, mostly I wrote all of the songs. And it's just an exciting journey, looking for many more opportunities to perform and travel and sing. So that's what I'm up to. And all my social media is at Sauda Music, my first name, Music.
All right. And Miss Carolyn, can you tell us what you have going on, how we can support you, and where we can find you?
Thank you. I help emotionally healthy professional women break up with fear to discover their purpose, to prioritize their self-care without guilt. and women that have, and I'm particularly interested in women that have experienced childhood trauma as I did, but they're on their recovery journey. I have an upcoming free Bible study. It's called The Well-Kept Woman. And it starts Saturday, June the 7th, and it's for 7 weeks. And again, it's free. And I have what I call paid listening sessions. And that was born out of what I wished I had. I was born during a time where children were seen and not heard, so I was muzzled. And when I experienced SA at a young age between 4 and 6, it silenced me and it taught me how to wear a mask. So the purpose of the listening sessions, and it's particularly us as African-American women, we don't know how to share. We just decide, you know, we just hold everything in. So to me, that's my way of easing us into learning to just talk, because we are the expert of ourselves. And so if we can just learn to just release, I think we will start to accept the mental health resources better. My signature talk, like you said earlier, is I broke up with fear. My signature phrase is your purpose is greater than the pain. And you can find me on social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. The name of my business is Firm Foundations Community Outreach LLC.
Okay. All right. So there you have it. And I am going to have that information for you also available. If you watch on YouTube, I will have that in the comments pinned. And if you listen on audio, that information will all be in the show notes so that you can support these amazing women and all that they have going on. So ladies, once again, I just want to tell you, thank you so much for sharing with me, with the audience, and being vulnerable and journeying back in time and talking to your younger self today. And for all of you out there, I have the same challenge. What would you tell your younger self? You can, if you feel led to, share them in the comments with us. If not, you can always reach out to me at perspectives.w.sherry@gmail.com, and you can email and we can communicate that way. As always, I want you to remember, ladies, to continue to feed your health, to build your wealth, and continue to walk in power. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you haven't yet, please subscribe, like this video. If you're listening out on audio podcast, follow us and leave a review and let me know what you thought. All right, ladies, thank you again. And to all of you, I say good night.
Good night. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Yes.